on Mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayle.
With Alan Steinfeld. Each week I explore different paradigms of thought, how to expand our consciousness, and how to open up to a deeper level of who we are as we are evolving as a kind of more conscious culture. Tonight's guest is someone who's really been investigating the realms of expanding the mind and consciousness and helping people understand the level of reality behind the apparent world. He's someone who's really spent his life being around the world, talking to many people about levels of thought, levels of consciousness, how to be more present, and how to reach their maximum potential. His name is Paul Lowe. Hey, Paul is here in the studio today. Do you want to pick up, Paul? Okay, I'm here with Paul Lowe. Do you hear me?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. So I just did a brief introduction, but, you know, I feel, Paul, you are now at a state or place in your life where you say that we don't have time to work on the personal. It's like the personal dramas of people's lives are not as important as we look at the bigger picture. Am I understanding you right?
Well, if you're in a tsunami, you don't stand there arguing with your partner. You're in a crisis, and I think the planet is in a crisis. And if we don't all pull together and go beyond personal, I think we're going to lose it. I think the end of this race is a possibility. If we don't evolve, we're going to just die out like a virus dies out.
But, you know, you say go beyond the personal because you in your life have dealt with all the personal. You've been through all those personal dramas. You've had the opportunity to at this point, look back and say go beyond the personal. But you yourself had to go through it. I mean, what about people that need to go through that?
The field effect. Everything anybody's done, they've done it for everybody. Mm. And if people want to plug into that, it's done already. We've done it. We've done the encounter groups. We've done the therapy. We've done the religion. We've done the spirituality. We've done it. It's all finished. Mm. And there isn't time to mess around anymore. And so it's done.
Mm. So when there are people that are isolated in their own little world and don't feel it's done, I mean, how can they get a sense? Because I know what you're saying. We have enough movies out there about dramas and relationships that we can experience it, you know, without having to do it ourselves. It's done, but how do you tell people who feel it's not done? How do you get to the common person on the street?
We don't.
Okay.
No. What we've got to do is get to the people that have prepared themselves at a certain frequency vibration where they can just jump. So, no, the average person won't do it. Mm. When enough of us that have done the preparation do it, the rest will carry along. Just like the wall came down in Berlin and all the changes that have happened. It's when a certain number of people reach a level, then the energy goes with it and everybody gets carried along with it.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's true. I think more people are reaching that level of energy. And but is there anything that people who are just hearing and their people opening up and awakening, what can they do? What can they do to know that they're not alone, what they're connected? I mean,
Well, so they can go on the web and start to take a look at all the information that's coming out from science, for instance. There's a big one just been released in New Scientist that says 80 to 90% of the time the person is not conscious. They do not make conscious decisions. It all comes from the subconscious and from their conditioning. And yet they don't know that. So we don't know ourselves. Just the very basic living, we don't know ourselves. We're more machines than we are human beings.
But isn't that the opposite of what you just said about having to become conscious and make the, you know, we are machines, but, you know, you just said it's too late. We have to change that. I mean,
to become conscious of our behavior, then forget it. Just go beyond it. It's the same thing we've always said is be here now. Live truthfully. Live honestly. Live unconditionally. Be more present. And whatever's appropriate will just come up for you. It'll come out of you. Share your inner dialogue. Start to become aware of what you're thinking and what you're holding back. And don't hold back.
And do you think that can affect planetary change? I mean, that what you're talking about? I mean,
if we don't, we're finished.
If we don't do that, we're finished.
Right, we're finished.
And you know, I think things are coming to a crisis, but it seems like throughout history there was World War II. Millions of people were killed. Why is this different than what happened then and now?
Well, we did take a jump then. We've taken several jumps. I mean, we lost Lemuru, we lost Atlantis, we lost Egypt, went, and so on. And we've lost these things, but now this is coming. This is the big one. This is the one that's been talked about for so long by so many people. 2012. This is a cycle. We're in a cycle now.
A great cycle of like coming to the end. So
the big one.
Is that why? Why do you feel that? Why? I mean, is it just a sense that you get, or?
Well, it's a sense, but also I get these, what we call messages. I get this information coming through, and usually resonates. It feels, that's right, that's what's happening. It's as though I don't actually know it myself. I don't carry the information as knowledge, but as it comes through, it feels like, yes, that's it, that's what's happening. And feeling this, what is an opportunity. Like the virus, we can either die out or we can jump into a new species. And I think that's our invitation at this time.
So what do you? So we're just becoming more conscious of who we are, what we're doing, and our relationships with each other. And plus, you've always said that the old institutions don't work at all, and they're working even less. The marriage, institution of marriage, and schools, education. Are they working less? Is there a way to rebuild them so they can work?
Well, the whole system has to change, the whole system. It's no good patching up. Well, we could patch up the schools or patch up this. But what's happening is one-third of the world are living comparatively comfortably, although there are very few truly happy people. And the other two-thirds are just hanging on or living in absolute misery. That won't work. We can't do that. We're all connected through this energy. And the people that are starving are affecting us. It's not a coincidence that most people aren't happy.
So it seems like, it really does seem like such a huge problem to get those rich one-third people to stop the wealthy lifestyle and give to the two-thirds. I mean, it almost doesn't...
No, it's not a matter of getting anybody to do anything. You see, each one of us are doing the same thing in a microcosm. So we've got wars going on in Iraq and hundreds of thousands of people killed. But we've got a war in every single home. We've got a war in every single head. Everybody's fighting themselves. And it's all this negativity. It's all this complaint. All these tiny, tiny little bits. They're all being projected, collecting through the energy of our field. And they're going to these weak people that are collecting it. And then they are manifesting this energy, and it's all parts of us. We are doing that until we start to become aware and just don't energize. When we get a complaint, don't do it. Don't put any energy to it. Don't suppress it. Don't say, just say, there's a complaint. I'm not going there.
Can you talk a little bit about what's happening in your groups now? Because your groups that you give around the world, people are shifting. They're not going towards complaint. There seems to be a new energy of the particular people you're working with. And how do you see that differently?
Well, there's a combination. There's all the work that all of us have done in our groups and our therapies. There's a combination that, and there's a new energy coming to the planet. There's something else happening. Part of this cycle that's going on, part of the shift that's going on in the universe, we're getting an energy now. And then this energy will either take us into disaster or it'll flip us out. And it's just how we use it. And what's starting to happen now in the group, people are having these little pops. But their background of what they've worked on is really not what's happening. It's a combination of this new energy. And then they're just popping and starting to see their behavior more clearly and then getting some distance of it.
So it doesn't matter what their psychology was, if they were abused as a child. None of that seems relevant.
All irrelevant.
So the people that are popping despite their own psychology.
They're just disconnecting from it. Stop focusing on it.
Mm.
It's not that the things that happened in your past or even past lives don't affect you. Everything affects. But then all the stuff that's going on anywhere in the world is affecting it. It's just becoming so present, so unconditionally present, you just disconnect from all of that.
Mm. So this energy is coming in anyway to the planet.
Yeah.
And so we could open up and embrace it and flow with it or resist it in a sense. But
and July the 17th.
Yes. Talk about that.
Well, July the 17th, there's been an agreement all over, and it seems like millions now, that at 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time, which means in New York, that's 11 minutes past 7 in the morning, on July the 17th, we're all going to sit.
Yeah.
And anybody, just sit and... just sit, that's all. The energy will connect. If you want to turn it somewhere, turn it to gratefulness, turn it to love, but don't do anything. Just be in the energy. It'll be powerful enough on its own. And it'll transform each one of us as well.
I think it is. I think it will. I think something is coming. What do you see? Let's say everyone gets this. I like to ask this question. If everyone gets this energy, everyone pops into that level, what does the world look like? What can it look like?
Well, the absolute maximum potential, we can't know. We don't have the facility to see the maximum potential. Something's going to happen that's never happened here before, and we don't have the facilities, we don't have the background to even take a guess of what's going to happen. But if we take another one down from that and we stay the sort of humans we are, we start caring for ourselves and we start caring for each other. But I mean really caring for each other. So I don't mean just putting a dollar in somebody's hand who's begging on the street or a little bit here and there. I mean we all suddenly say, hey, the world cannot go on like this. I am not prepared to go on living like this. We need to take care of everything. And then... like still happens in some villages, you just say hello to people, you smile to people. So rare to find people smiling on the street or even acknowledging people. That can all come back again. We can become a village again. We can start to become a community, which we are. We separated ourselves, and that was the design. The design was duality. Separate everything so we can see the other side more clearly. And thus, by reflection, see ourselves more clearly. But that experiment of duality is over now. Time to come back together.
So we've done that.
We've done it.
So now, what you're saying about caring, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to think, how am I going to get the millionaires to stop the wars and feed the hungry? But yeah, I think what you're saying, how can I just be more caring
in each moment?
And to the people just around me.
Yeah.
How can I be more considerate? How can I share more of what I have with the people I know, just on my level?
My mother's 97 this month.
Yeah.
She goes to the supermarket every week, and she goes to do her shopping. But the main thing is she goes to smile at people. She says they're all so unhappy. And I just smile, and they smile back. And when they do, I know they feel better, and I feel better, and we both feel better. Just a smile, she says, can make such a difference.
Yeah.
And we forget that.
We forget that because we get caught up in the dramas and the greed.
And we get grumpy with each other, and we get grumpy with ourselves, and then the planet becomes one big grump.
But, you know, you talk about going around duality. It seems like there's so many different levels that exist there. It's obvious that people need to live in duality and be greedy and be angry. It seems like those people need to do it because they're doing it, right? I mean,
the experiment is over. So if we go on doing it, we're finished.
The experiment is
done.
That's the name of Paul Lowe's first book called The Experiment is Over. And you said that in 1986.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so the experiment is way over at this
point. Way, way over.
20 years later. So, But there's also, in your sessions, there's also always new information coming to you. And it doesn't matter where it comes from, but I think it's part of this new way, this new access to energy.
New information, but the main thing is it's a new frequency, and it's unlocking our codes. We've all of us, that if you're listening right now, it means you're part of this, that you came in with a code, and it's being unlocked.
Now, what do you mean? What does that code mean?
We don't know what it means. It's beyond what we can understand.
But what's the code for? Is it a code for the next level of consciousness? What would you, when you say code, you have to sort of explain.
You see, as soon as we say the next level of consciousness, we fix something again. We need to forget the word consciousness. We need to forget the word level. Just live ordinary. In each moment, forget all this stuff. This stuff is in the way now. Religion was in the way. Now spirituality is in the way. Everything's in the way from just being ordinary and honest in each moment, and it'll all take care of itself.
But when you say something's helping us unlock the codes, I'm trying to get a sense of...
You can't. You see, as soon as you say it's this, you've just restricted it to this. And you can only say this based on the past.
So the image I do get when I let go of the mind trying to figure it out, it's sort of the images of those new crop circles coming in. They seem like codes of sorts. They're images that stimulate something else in us.
Just feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. So
but when we look at them, if you really look at them, if you go and stand in them, you can feel it. You can actually feel it. The BBC took some equipment there and all the equipment broke down. There's an energy there.
Yeah, I recommend people who are listening go to Crop Circle Connector after this program and look at some of the new images.
Just have a look. Just looking at them does something.
It does. It unlocks something because they're new images. They're based on new geometries.
Yeah, and it's like looking at a mandala. That's what they're designed to do, to affect, or going to the Taj Mahal or some of the cathedrals. They're designed to affect your energy, and they do.
I know it doesn't matter who made them, but where do you think they come from?
We made them.
Well, do you think there are higher energies, other extraterrestrials?
Anything you want, you've got it. We create reality from the unformed. So you want extraterrestrials, you've got them.
But there is a mystery that is being revealed. We of course we got them, and there's also stuff we don't know. You know, it's that duality.
Well, we don't need to know.
I know, but
look at all the stuff we think we know, and it gets outdated in no time at all. But the world hasn't moved. Just, there's that guy that woke up. He was in a coma for 19 years, and then he woke up. And he said, look at all these people walking around with their phones. They were complaining when I was 19 years ago when it was a communist country. And here they are. They're still complaining.
But you say something, and this is what I'm trying to understand. We create our own reality, yes. But then we also need to be available for this, the unknown.
Just available. That's it. Not... And as soon as we say, oh, it's a this or it's that, we've just created that, and it's a restriction. Live not knowing. Jesus said it, take no thought of tomorrow, let tomorrow take thought of itself. There's a stay in the Jewish tradition, today for today. This is it. Just be here. Just live now.
So in that sense, we let reality unfold for us, or we're always impacting it with... Because we're coming at reality with some orientation, right?
There's a separation again, you see. We are this unfolding. The separation is just an idea. We're all part of this. If we would just say yes, yes, this wants to happen, yes.
Mm. Do you ever say no? You say, do you ever? Don't need to, because that's you in the way, I think is what you would say.
Well, when you reach a certain level, you wouldn't dare to say no.
Mm. So when you say yes all the time and things come through you and every moment is an adventure and something new for you, is that how you can describe
it? Yes, but when you say never say no, sometimes there's a no there and you say yes to it.
Yes to your no.
Yeah, but you know what resonates, what rings.
So I see you as more and more detached from the personality of Paul Lowe. Is there ever a time where it just totally goes, where it's like...
Oh, yeah, but when it's gone, then everything's gone. And then there's no knowing about that until coming back.
But is there a time you think where you just dissolve, or could dissolve into everything and not have to come
I'm
back?
I'm working on it.
And you're working on dissolving into everything.
Yeah,
and,
right.
I mean, but you don't have to work on it. It'll come to you. No, but seriously, is there anything you want?
I wanted a new computer. I bought it today.
Okay. But you still seem like, I know you're finishing your travels and tours, and you might not do this anymore, tour the world, but... You know, you still like beauty around you, or is that, you know, you still like beautiful things, which is great. There's still a want, or isn't there?
But if it's not there, that's okay as well. You see, as soon as it's a want, it's a desire. As soon as it's desire, then you've created its opposite. I love it being there, but if it isn't there, that's okay as well.
Mm. So when you go to this next level, because you are going to this next level, is there... Do you think that even that little slight preference could disappear?
Because, I would imagine so, but of course I don't know.
Because it doesn't matter ultimately if you're living in the most beautiful place or in a, you know, that when you go beyond duality, it seems like there's nothing to compare it to, right? I mean, so
no.
There's a little something left of preference, which is, okay, you're still human.
Well, eventually, you see, even bliss is in the way.
Yeah, you had that experience, you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you were feeling bliss all the time, and you said, isn't this great? And you realized it was sort of a false feeling almost.
Not false, it's real in its way, but it was on top of something else.
And that, I mean, it was on top of what do you say?
The indescribable. It's not describable. Well, Buddha tried, and he said, it's not this and it's not that in 1880. It's not good and it's not bad. It's not male, it's not female. It's so beyond duality, the mind can't say, because the mind can't exist without duality.
Mm, right. So I keep going back to this understanding about you, what I know about you. You've lived a pretty full life. You've had relationships. You've had families. You've had intense emotions. You've been a leader of a community. You've done great things, and you have a wealth of experience, and so many people need to have, or not need, but want that level of drama, let's say, in their lives in order to feel complete. I don't think you can tell people to just get over it. They want that.
Well, you see, but they don't live totally.
Mm.
You see, if you live totally, unconditionally, one thing after another gets finished. It just gets finished. Otherwise, if you don't, it's like an addiction. Or it's like taking an antibiotic and not completing the course.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes immune. You don't get through it until you're ready to be total. So you say, I've done all these things there. I've just done everything I can imagine to do.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody has to do that. You just do totally, unconditionally, whatever comes to you in your life, and that part will finish. And every time it finishes, there's another layer of this thing, this peace. This.
So whatever you're doing, you do totally. If you're eating...
And honestly.
Right. Honestly, as you can see, without hiding anything back from anybody.
Yeah. And then we'll become telepathic.
Yeah. Yeah. So you did everything totally. Was there ever a time you didn't do something totally? Where'd you get the knack to do it totally? Or was it just a thing?
It was just seeing that nothing else worked. You were talking before about people still doing relationships.
Yeah.
It's just stupid to me. I don't know anybody that knows one that works, and yet still they keep doing that. They're still getting married. So it should be really until divorce us do part, not until death does. It's practically inevitable nowadays.
I know. So if people are in relationship, they do the relationship total, this is what you're saying.
If you do it total, yeah, you'll go to another level.
But you see, you had that experience, too. So whatever you did total. It was just your natural way of doing it.
Yeah.
And then you were complete with it.
Well, I saw that the other way didn't work.
The other way of not doing it total.
Yeah.
So you did do the other way.
I tried everything.
You tried, like, not being honest. You tried hiding your emotion. You tried,
yeah.
and you said...
Yeah, all those things.
So that's, I think, an important point, because I don't usually hear you say about the stuff you tried that didn't work, you know?
Well, I didn't do them as experiments. They just did me. I used to get angry, or I used to avoid, or those things are there. And then I saw, I don't want to go and do that. Not only do they not work, they're not fun.
So you used to get angry and avoid when you did that. At some point, you made a shift out of... You learned that lesson. You got something on a soul level, or there's something resonated. But people haven't learned that, and I don't know if you're asking too much of people, but you're asking them almost to just get it.
I'm not asking them. I'm not asking anything. Mm. I'm just putting the information out, and those that have ears.
Mm. Well, you're also saying, because we actually have run out of time as well, in a sense, where it's like the hour is too late to sort of play around.
Oh, no, there's not much time left now.
So we need to be total in order to get that.
Well, things are going to get worse. The way we're going, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And the more distressful it gets, the more chance there are to people to say, hey, we're not doing this. Like millions and millions of people went to the streets in Spain. Millions. I think it was two-thirds of the, or a third of the population. I don't remember. But millions went to the street and said, we are not going to continue having our people at war in Iraq. Bring them home. And the government collapsed the next day. That's the way the wall came down in Berlin. When enough people say, we're not doing that anymore, it's finished.
Yeah, but in this country, obviously, many people want the war to stop, but they're too brainwashed here, too mind-controlled. Why is it not... What's going on in the U.S. that's in the way?
It hasn't got uncomfortable enough yet.
Mm. So Bush, like you said, Bush has to get, you said you're happy you won the election because he will make things so bad and so obviously, there's a lie. It's an obvious lie going on in our government when you see George Bush giving a press conference.
And so there's just a chance the people will wake up, like we did in Vietnam back in the 60s.
Right.
We went to the streets. John Lennon was out there doing it. Enough of us went out there, and it started to shift.
Right. So this is what we need. But Americans are too comfortable in there.
That's right, at the moment.
Ah, so you see something coming, probably.
That's the possibility. And most of the financiers are saying that.
That will wake Americans up, because Americans rather sit back and watch television.
And what's not being talked about on many levels is there are pandemics coming as well. We're going to get shaken up. All the things we were told, fire, plague, pestilence, war, all these things that have been foretold, they're happening. It's happening.
Because that's the only way the planet is going to wake up.
This is our possibility. What Bush is doing is doing us all a favor. We've all been totally asleep, totally self-centered. We don't care about anybody. We just want to be comfortable ourselves, get through life with as little pain as possible. And the overall energy is saying, no, that's finished. We can't do that anymore. We've got to start taking care of everybody. And so you're not doing it? Okay, so we'll have the conspiracies, we'll have the wars, we'll have the financial collapse. We're going to give you this chance. Are you going to do it or not?
And you're also saying, I think, we're going to make it so ridiculous and so obvious that you can't miss it.
Right? It already is.
Yeah.
You just look at the news
and
then go on the web and compare the mainstream news with what's going on the web.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious that Bush went to war because of the oil. In his first speech, he says, please, Iraqis, don't touch those oil wells, whatever you
right.
do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious.
Obvious.
So it's so obvious, but so many people are still asleep. At least the environmental movement seems to have ignited something. I don't know. It seems like, okay, so what's it going to take? People losing their fortunes? The plagues, I mean, it seems like a horrible thing to want to happen, to wake people. I mean, there is a way of waking up with all that not happening.
There is a way.
But, you know, most people need a kick to do that. They need a shift. Or this new energy you're saying on July 17th, that could maybe bring in something and people could say, you know what? Yeah, there's something here.
Just wake up to it. Just wake up, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you want to tap into and feel like you need to say that?
I think we've covered it. Anybody that's open to listen, I think the information is there.
Mm.
The main thing is, the way I see it, every time you're negative, every time you complain, every time you're against or you gossip, you're feeding this energy that's all collecting. That the private war that goes on in each side of us manifests as the major war.
Mm, mm.
The torturing that's going on, we do that. We do it to ourselves and we do it to each other.
So if we stop doing it to ourselves...
Just become aware. No, don't try and stop it.
Because
then you get in the way again. Just be aware and it'll stop on its own.
Just be aware that we're torturing us. Like, if we're going, be aware of what we're doing in this unconscious way.
Yeah.
In this 95% of, be as aware of that 95% as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Then how am I doing, Paul?
Well, I like your questioning. And you bring up this side that people might be asking. And that's good. That's good. There is one other thing that won't connect.
Okay.
To most of you listening.
Uh-huh.
But the fact is, it doesn't matter, you know. Nothing matters. You're not going to go anywhere. You're going to change your form, but you can't disappear. There's no such thing as disappearance.
You see, you say it doesn't matter, and then I know it's not quite a duality, but then you say we don't have to do something, but we're here to save we can save the planet.
It's a game. It's just a game. Here's an opportunity.
Mm.
How total are we going to play this game?
Mm.
Or are we just going to keep dragging on? And it's just not comfortable the way we're living. It's just not fun.
Mm. And it doesn't matter because if it dissolves, it dissolves. If the human race destroys itself, it destroys itself.
Even if we blow up the planet, the bits will go somewhere and they'll reform. Even if we just destroy ourselves, the planet will grow again. All this stainless steel, we say, but stainless steel lasts forever. But our ever is very, very tiny.
But isn't this what the politicians who are leading the war, they're not saying who cares, but in a level they're saying, I don't care. I mean, they're seeing it as a game too, you know?
Yes, but it's heartless.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So when you say who cares, Or it doesn't matter, let's say.
On one level, it doesn't matter. But if you feel it's mattering, you have to honor that.
I don't know if it really matters for me. I'm just trying to do my little piece, you know, however that looks. And you're doing your piece. I mean, you are total. You're going out, you're touring, you're tired of touring, and you're still traveling because somehow you think you're... Someone will hear it, and it will be a change. So it does, in a way, matter to you. It feels like it does. You know? It's something... You're doing it because it matters.
There's no because.
Okay, you're doing...
It's a response.
Yeah. I mean, and I appreciate you doing it, and I know you're, in a way, tired of it because...
It's not tired, no. Krishnamurti said that, evidently. I'm tired of talking to you people.
Mm.
Nobody has 40 years and nobody's hurt me. No, I'm not tired. It's just, this is over now. I've really done this.
Yeah.
And I've given it everything.
Yeah.
And now I know it's time to disconnect And let's see if something else is going to happen. My experiences all over the earth is every time I've let go, something else has come. But this time I have no idea whatsoever.
Right. So you're about to kind of give your farewell tour and, in a way, wait for another level of energy.
But already halfway through the tour, it's totally different. There's things happening, more happening in the silence than all the energy we used to waste talking about things.
So people are now sitting and not saying anything?
Yeah, mostly sitting and sitting, yeah.
So when these people come to the workshop in New York, it's not that they'll worry, but if they'll either get it or they won't, the energy of silence. You know?
Yes, but we won't do that much sitting because in a shorter group, we need to look at things differently. We need to give as much information as possible.
Uh-huh.
It's in the residential groups where the silence just happens.
Uh-huh. And then Paul will be in New York on this week, July 18th, a talk at the Centerpoint Yoga Studios, and July 20th, and the weekend, July 21st and 22nd. And when you say, if you have more information about that, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And you say, Paul, when you give information, what information do you give in the...
Whatever is appropriate for who's there, it seems like the information comes through. And this is starting to happen to many more people now, becoming what we call psychic.
Yeah.
And starting having information coming through and then sharing it. But the big thing, you know, is coming together. It's bringing all our single fields of energy and combining them into one energy. And then it becomes so much more powerful and fun.
And fun. For me, actually, those things are happening because I start to see images, pictures around people of, you know, I saw some picture of a, I guess someone was left out of a group, and it looked like a pie with a slice cut out of it or something. and I just would relay these images. And so it's like something's opening up in consciousness itself that we seem to need a new way of talking or not talking with each other. It's a new culture that's emerging. That's what this program, New Realities, is about. It's how to explore the new culture in a different way, and how to realize, and without getting spiritual, is that we're more than our bodies. I mean, would you agree with that? That we have a body, but we are this thing that's beyond the body.
If you think of somebody on the moon in a space suit, you don't take the space suit as the person. You know there's somebody in there.
Right.
And it's the same with the body. There's somebody in there.
There's someone in there that is here for an experience. And that experience, at least in 2012, that experience is going to shift radically, if I can sum up what you're saying. Either it's going to shift consciously or unconsciously. Our experience of being here on the earth is somehow, it's over, and something radical is going to happen.
Yeah.
You get that?
That's right. There's going to be a jump.
A jump, and whether we do it peacefully or kicking and screaming, it's coming.
Yes, but then we don't know where it's going to go then. We don't know which side it's going to go. Are we just going to disappear and the few bits go over and start all over again?
No.
Or are we going to take most of us over there?
I think what you said before, something totally radical and new, like no one predicted the internet 10 years ago. And it's this somebody said, this is more important than psychedelics, the internet.
Yeah,
it opens people's minds. And so in 10 years from now, anything is possible.
We just can't imagine because it's so exponential. It just builds on itself.
Yeah, the life lives in the unknown, I just read somewhere. The opportunities for expansion live in the not knowing. It doesn't live in what we know.
No, that's dead.
Yeah, but this. Do you think it's 2012? Just as we wrap up here, 2012 is a date, or is it? Does it?
If enough of us think it is, then it is.
Well,
and there is also a cycle going on.
Yeah. So something is happening. There's a shift, and the only way to prepare is to be honest, be total.
And not too serious.
And live in the moment.
Right.
And live in the not knowing. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Paul Lowe. I've been talking to Paul Lowe. And Paul Lowe, your website, paullowe.org, paullowe.org.
Right.
Okay, Paul.
Okay.
Thanks. I'm going to stay on for a few more minutes,
okay.
And maybe I'll play some music. And are you also being Carbon Hot Springs? Do you know the date you'll be there? August?
In August. No, I don't know the date.
All right. Paul will be on tour in New York coming up. You can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. He'll be giving an evening talk in San Francisco the end of July at the One Taste SF.com Collective on Folsom Street. And then he'll be going up to Harbin Hot Springs for about 2 weeks. Harbin Hot Springs is in Middletown, California. Harbin Hot Springs, Middletown, California. HARBIN. You can check the website there. You can check out the Paul Lowe website at paullowe.org. You can check out my website, which is newrealities.tv. Okay, and thanks, Paul, for being a guest.
Okay.
And any closing words? No?
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks. Okay, I am going to stay on a little longer because I have a few more minutes left, and maybe I'll just play some music here, and I'm just going to play some music, and if you have any questions about what you've heard tonight and anything you'd like to share, you can definitely email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And I know Paul Lowe for many years. He's a very controversial figure, and I believe what he's going to say. I do believe we're in for a huge transformation on the planet, and I think some of the ways to deal with that transformation is to follow some of the guidelines that have been set here, like be honest, live in the moment. I mean, these are ancient, old wisdoms. Also, there are some other points that I picked up from Paul's recent talks that I'll just review. And he says also, look for the maximum potential of each moment. That means be the best you can be in each moment. Also, take responsibility for yourself. Whatever your actions are, whatever it is that you are doing, be responsible for those actions. Be there. Don't deny your actions. Whatever it is. It also says don't react. Respond, which means don't go out of an automatic position of going unconscious. Be conscious of everything that happens, everything around you. Be aware. Be aware of as much as you can. It also says life is always perfect now, which is a lot of things that other teachers have said. Ram Dass said, be here now. Byron Katie is a very beautiful current teacher, and she says, when you argue with what is, you lose, because what is what is. So it's like, be here, be conscious, be aware. Paul also says, and this I really like, is share your internal dialogue. Share whatever you're thinking about the other person. Share what it is that you want to say. Don't hold back because you think you might be rejected or made fun of or laughed at because of some inner dialogue. He says, also, there is no good or bad. There is no duality. It's just choices and having fun. So mostly we are here to have fun, enjoy our lives, enjoy everything you do, and to understand that that's the reason for human existence, is enjoyment in a way that's beneficial to you and other people. Another great line that I like is, no one does anything they really don't want to do. That also goes back to taking responsibility. So if you say that someone asked you to do something or you did it for someone else, that's usually not the ultimate truth, because you're doing it either because you expect something or you are not telling the truth about something. So everything that you do because you want to do. You can't make excuses for any of your actions, in other words, you know. He also makes a big thing about relationships as far as the institution of marriage, and I don't know where I actually stand on that, but I think what it really comes down to is automaticness. If you take your partner for granted, if you go into automatic behavior in a relationship, the relationship is over. There is no relationship once you go automatic. So Paul essentially says that relationships don't work, but relating to a person works. Relating in each moment to a person works. So, and that's it. If you go automatic, then something's not being acknowledged in the other person. Either you're bored with the relationship, it's over, or you're not willing to say something. So I think we're here to speak our truth, to drop into what we're really feeling, and to share who we really are with the world that wants to hear us in its most open and expanded way. So I want to thank you for listening. We'll play a little music coming up and say this has been New Realities. This is New Realities. You can hear me every week on bbsradio.com, Tuesdays at 10:30 p.m. California time, 7:30 p.m. New York time. If you want to reach me, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. I'm curious to hear what people thought of that interview or any of the other interviews that are in the archives. You can look into New Realities and check the archives for my past interviews. And I've talked to, this program usually covers consciousness, spirituality, sexuality, and UFOs. That's the kind of topics I range from and have been doing on this BBS radio station. So also, just to recap, the upcoming events on July 17th at, I guess it'll be 4:11 a.m. in California and 7:11 New York time and 11:11 in Greenwich Mean Time. There's something called Fire the Grid, which will be a reactivation of the Earth's energy as we connect to a kind of galactic grid. This is what's been seen by this woman, Shelley Yates, after she was saved, her and her son, after she died, after she drowned, after her son was basically dead for 3 days. These beings in that whole process told her how to bring her son back to life, brought her back to life, and now have given her this message that the planet, if they want to help pull this higher energy in, can open up to this grid that is arriving 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time. Look at the website firethegrid.com or .org. It's all on there. But wherever you are around the world, if you tap into this will help uplift the energy. And for some reason, I think there is something to this. I mean, this is the planetary meditation stuff has been going on for many years, but I think there's something to this one. I really do. And I think that if more people do tap into this, we can make a difference. And like what Paul is saying, we don't know what it's going to look like. All we know, it'll be different and probably better, the planet. As we tap into a planetary network, things will change. Things will. We'll start to see ourselves as more connected to each other. So, Fire the Grid, which is tapping into the planetary meditation, July 17th, July 18th, Paul will be in New York City for a talk, July 20th for another talk, July 21st to 22nd. There'll be a weekend workshop. For any questions, definitely email me, newrealities@earthlink.net. You can even try calling 212-473-6388. I welcome questions and answers and upcoming guests, ideas for upcoming guests. Okay, thank you for listening. chords to tonight's show. This has been and is Alan Steinfeld, and I'm going to leave with this song by Chris Williamson, which is not quite a theme song, but it's a song that speaks to a lot of the topics that is covered on this show. And I think it was done probably 20 years ago is when I first heard it. The Song of a Soul by Chris Williamson. Radio. This is Alan Steinfeld, and hope to hear from you next week, possibly some calls next week telling me what you think of the program, and definitely email me, newrealities@earthlink.net. Thank you for listening. You can also watch my television program every Monday, 9 p.m. at MNN.org. That's Manhattan Neighborhood Network.org, O-R-G. And thank you for listening, and hope to hear from you.